Hello, this is Erin Pavlina coming to you with another podcast from erinpavlina.com. Today, we're going to talk about signs and how to tell if you are receiving a sign from the universe or your guides or not. Right now, your spirit guides are broadcasting messages to you that are designed to help you achieve your goals. If you're aware of your intuition, you're going to receive these messages and act on them. But what if you're not aware? What if you don't tune into your intuition on purpose? How do your guides help you then? The answer is they use signs and they use signals and synchronicities. And they do this to nudge and suggest and maneuver you into positions that are going to be beneficial for you and help you achieve your goals. So today I want to talk about the signs, how to recognize a sign and how to interpret a sign so you can act on it and get the beneficial results that they want you to have. So first of all, what sorts of things are signs? What kind of signs do our guides send us? One of the ways that guides send us signs is through dreams. If you're having a recurring dream, that's a sign. Try to interpret the dream and figure out what it means or what it's trying to tell you so that you can get your message. Other than recurring dreams, you might just have a very powerful dream that affects you in a very emotional way. That's another good indication that you're receiving a sign or a piece of information from spirit that they want you to know about. The second sign I want to talk about are numbers. How many of you see recurring instances of 1111 or 333 or 66 or various numbers? Guides will use numbers to get your attention. It's not always easy to interpret what the numbers mean, but we're going to go over that in a minute. But just start to realize when you start seeing the same numbers over and over again, there's a reason for that. Another one of my favorites, is they'll send you songs on the radio. How many times do you get into your car and you turn on the radio and you hear the same song playing like over and over and over, no matter what station you turn to? It's not necessarily just because it's a popular song. It might be. It might be that it's just a very popular song. You just happen to pick up on this song every time you turn on your radio. But if you start to just have this awareness that a certain song comes on the radio, like every time you're thinking about a certain problem or every time you're thinking about a person or a situation that you're having, start to notice what the song is saying. What are the words? Because it will probably have meaning for you. And it's probably from your guides. Another way that they do signs is you bump into the same person several times. It could be a person you haven't seen in a long time, or it could be a person that you see on occasion. But if you just keep bumping into the same person, that's a good indication that there's some business that you have with that person. So strike up a conversation and see what happens and see what you end up talking about. And again, think about what your main problem is in life, like what situation you're experiencing that you would like resolution for, because that person probably holds the answer. Now, this can happen with strangers. This has happened to me where I have taken notice of a stranger in a crowd and didn't think too much of it. And then later I see them at the grocery store and I think, well, that's weird. You know, unless they're stalking you, then that's bad. And then I'll see them a third time. If I see someone three times, that's it. I'm going to go up and talk to them and find out why I keep bumping into this person. And that has led to some very interesting experiences for me, which were also very beneficial. So you have to have the courage and the awareness to follow up on signs sometimes. One of my favorite ways that guides send signs to me is through license plates. I'll read a license plate that has a certain, you know, theme to it. And then I'll see two more like it that are that help me focus on what the sign might be related to. As an example, one time I was driving to a workshop and I was behind a car and the license plate was Depeche, like Depeche Mode, the musical band. And I thought, okay, whatever. And then as I kept driving, a few minutes later, I see a car with the license plate Mode. So now I've seen Depeche and Mode within, oh, 5, 6, 7 minutes of each other. So that got my attention and made me really take notice. When I got to my workshop, it was in a hotel casino, and as I was walking, I took note of the fact that the song playing over the speakers was a Depeche Mode song, Personal Jesus. You can bet I took note of that and started listening to the words of the song to try to figure out how it related to my main issue in life or the thing that I was most concerned about, and it definitely had specific meaning for me. Now, guides can use anything as signs. You know, it's not just dreams and numbers and songs on the radio. You're going to have to kind of take notice of the things that happen in your life and the signs that appear for you. Now, what I've done is I've told my guides, if I get hit with the same sign 3 times, then I'll know it's a sign, because you get it once and you don't know it's a sign. You get it twice and you start to think, maybe that's not a coincidence. But if you get it a 3rd time, you know it's not a coincidence. Also, I find that the signs usually come within a short period of time, from just a few hours to just a few days. So if I get the same sign 3 times in a row and it happens within 24 hours, I pay very close attention. So how can you tell if it's a sign or just some kind of normal occurrence or coincidence? The answer to this is, first of all, by how often it's repeated. Like I mentioned, if you get it 3 or 4 or 5 times, really take note, because that's obviously a sign. But also you can tell by how it makes you feel. If you're thinking about a problem and all of a sudden you get a sign that's very clearly an answer to your problem, that's definitely a sign. So you can really tell by the intensity of the experience whether it's a sign or not. So if you are walking around going, God, I just know this is a sign because it keeps happening. Why does it keep happening? If you're having that kind of reaction to an experience, it's probably a sign, because along with the sign is coming an emotional component that is designed to trigger a response in you. So pay attention to those when those happen. So let's say you get a message and you agree it's a message and you've recognized it as a sign. How do you know what action to take? I mean, just because you see 11:11 on the clock, that doesn't really tell you where to go or what to do or how to make something happen. So what I have found is often there is a message or a meeting in the sign. So you want to interpret the message as it relates to the problem you were thinking about when it happened, or the biggest problem you're facing in life. I'll use an example. So let's say you're wondering whether you should keep or short sell your home. And as you're thinking about this, you go to your mailbox and in there is a letter about short sales. Then you're driving like an hour later, and on the radio, you hear a guy talking about what makes a short sale a good idea. That's 2. And then later that night, you're at a party and you're introduced to a guy who does short sales. And you start to wonder, is this a sign that I should be short selling my house? It is. It is a sign. It doesn't mean you should or you shouldn't short sale your house. It means you should talk about it and get more information about it so you can make a good decision about that. Now, when you follow the signs, you're going to end up with good results. You might end up with a job offer. You might meet someone and start dating. You might get a new client, or maybe you're led to a health practitioner that can cure your health problem. You'll know you've received and interpreted the sign correctly when you stop getting it. So if you stop getting the same sign, you know that you have received the message and that they've stopped sending it. Now, sometimes guides will send a sign a different way. If you're seeing numbers on the clock and you don't know what it means, tell them, screw this, stop sending me numbers. Give me something concrete that I can interpret more easily. But then you have to do your part and be aware of when signs are happening. So be on the lookout for the signs. They're all around us. Not everything is a sign, so don't go crazy trying to find evidence. Let it come to you naturally. Take note of how you feel. Take note of the frequency. And take note of the sign itself and see if it relates to a situation or problem that you're having in your life, or if it might relate to a desire that you want to attract. So be on the lookout. The signs are out there. Your guides love you, and they're sending you information all the time that's designed to help you achieve your goals. So help them out a little bit by receiving the signs and acting on them. Until next time, awaken, remember, and love.